I don't think so. Then it must be a thought that is haunting you. Holmes continued, what is causing you such upheaval? Before giving his response, Thompson emptied the glass in one gulp and poured himself another. You must know, Mr. Holmes, that I am a level-headed man who isn't easily flustered. This morning, however, something most horrific occurred. Thompson paused and politely waited for Holmes to finally